nothing we learn in this world is ever wasted. And that is the thought for today. This episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast that was recently voted to be one of Apple's best. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I enjoy and I think you will too. The goal of each episode is to help you to be better informed by giving you the information you need so you can come to your own conclusions about what's happening in your world. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Harding, in which they talk about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. No matter which episode you listen to, you can be sure there will always be something you can use in your day-to-day life immediately. I listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show every week, and you should too. You can find The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple, Google, and Spotify. You can also go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we're reminded why you must never stop learning and growing throughout the course of your life. Enjoy.
So what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes here is those last two called growth and contribution. Because those are the ticket to freedom. And then we'll go through some fun skills, but I want you to think about your philosophy of life. Because while it's great to have these tools, you need both philosophy and skill to make your life work. If you've got great skill and no guiding philosophy, no guiding set of belief structures, then you are a person that has wonderful mechanics, but you're not really going to be fulfilled and you're not going to make a difference in the world. If you've got this wonderful philosophy and you've got no skills, no muscle, then you're going to live and be able to philosophize forever and you know it's right, but you don't do anything. It's a merger of these two or a melding of these two that really creates a quality life from my perception. So let's talk about the philosophy of what creates that fulfillment. I remember somebody came to me one time and said, so what does it take to be rich and happy? And I remember I looked back to him and I said, it's really simple. Be a team player. I remember the person looking at me like, what does that mean? But let me tell you, that's the secret to wealth and happiness. Become a team player. What does that mean? A team player means you've got to understand something. Human beings are really unique. Here's what's unique about us. We're driven to achieve a certain amount in our lives, whatever that may be, to meet our 6 needs. For some people, it feels significant they got to make $10 billion. For some people, it's significant they have to have a child and have that child grow up and be a nice person. There's no right or wrong. It's just different beliefs in our head about what has to happen, right? But here's what's interesting. Most of us don't need to have a lot happen to meet our needs. We don't. So it's different for every person. So let's say for you to meet your needs of identity, you have to do a certain amount of business. Well, once you do that much business, you don't have any more drive. It's like, okay, that feels good, right? Or you have a certain amount of need for acknowledgement. But once you get a certain amount of acknowledgement, people tell you a million times how great you are, you always appreciate hearing it, but you don't really need it because you know. So you're grateful and it's wonderful, but it's not like desperation. You know what I'm saying here? And so certain amount of money, certain amount of respect, certain amount of accomplishment, certain amount of something, and then we kind of lose our drive because we enter our comfort zone. How many follow this? Say I. So once you're in your comfort zone, you're not driven anymore. Here's the problem. When you get in your comfort zone, you're not driven, you no longer grow. When you're not growing, you start to die inside. When you're no longer growing and dying inside, you stop contributing in a meaningful way. And as you do both of those, your whole world falls apart emotionally. See, I've seen this happen. I've got about 6 or 7 friends, probably 7 to be accurate, who are considered by most people in the world to be like the best on earth at what they do and have been for a quarter of a century. Like one guy's in the movie business and been the head of several studios, made an unbelievable number of pictures, Academy Awards. Another guy is an NBA coach, the most winningest coach of all time in NBA history. I mean, each of these guys are my friends and they're in their mid-50s. And what all of them do when we get together and talk is we talk about life and where we're going, what we're doing. And I've watched many of them, the business ones anyway, cash out at one point in their career, where they sold their companies and they made $500 million, one guy $2.5 billion. And he thought that was going to make him happy. And I remember for the first 3 or 4 months, he was really happy. He partied. It was fun. It was great. But then all of a sudden, he got more and more crazy. And then all of a sudden, he started overeating and drinking. And all those things are as a symptom for the fact that you're not fulfilled. So now you're going for the cheap quickie to try and make yourself feel good because you really aren't growing. You're not contributing. And every one of them has gone back into some venture that made them have to grow, because when they had their business, they had to take on the challenges, they had to take on the effort, they had to grow, and they felt like they were contributing something meaningful. And that's when they're happiest. So having said that, if we all can get comfortable at a certain spot, then what's the secret to make sure we're always growing and contributing? And the answer is become a team player, which means this. People will do more for others they care about than they'll ever do for themselves. And that's a critical distinction to have about human beings. People will do much more for others they care about than they'll ever do for themselves. Now, for some people, that's God. For some people, that's their kids. For some people, that's their friends. But we'll all do more for something we really care about than anyone else, than ourselves.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.